I've thought up five multiple choice questions. They could be easy, they could be hard, but most of all, I hope you find them fun. Get your pen and paper ready for the test that will begin when the music stops. Question 1. What was the main pistol introduced into service in the Soviet Union in the Second World War?
A.
The Nagant. The Nagant.
B.
The Luger. The Luger.
C.
The Browning. The Browning.
D.
The Tokarev semi-automatic pistol. The Tokarev semi-automatic pistol.
Question 2.
What submachine gun was favoured by the Soviet Army?
A.
The PPSH-41. The PPSH-41.
B.
The Smizer. The Smizer.
C.
The Sten gun. The Sten gun.
D.
The Thompson. The Thompson.
Question 3.
What was a convenient feature of the PPSH-41-71 round drum magazine?
A.
It was fairly light. It was fairly light.
B.
It was easy to hold. It was easy to hold.
C.
It was very cheap. It was very cheap.
D.
You could wind up the spring just before combat. You could wind up the spring just before combat.
Question 4.
Why did submachine guns like the PPSH-41 become more common as the war progressed?
A.
The Soviet Army had many women in the front line who found the submachine guns easier to handle. The Soviet Army had many women in the front line who found the submachine guns easier to handle.
B.
Soldiers didn't like rifles. Soldiers didn't like rifles.
C.
Soviet mass production became fully established. Soviet mass production became fully established.
D.
Submachine guns looked better in propaganda photographs. Submachine guns looked better in propaganda photographs.
Question 5.
Why didn't the Tokarev pistol have a safety catch?
A.
A safety catch would have spoiled the appearance of the gun. A safety catch would have spoiled the appearance of the gun.
B.
The Soviets didn't care about safety. The Soviets didn't care about safety.
C.
The gun was considered safe enough without this feature. The gun was considered safe enough without this feature.
D.
The added complexity of a safety catch would have slowed production of the pistols. The added complexity of a safety catch would have slowed production of the pistols.
test is over, it's time to swap papers and correct your friend's work. Question 1, D. Question 2, A. Question 3, D. Question 4, C. Question 5, D.
Now, the question, an explanation, the question again, and then the answer.
Question 1.
What was the main pistol introduced into service in the Soviet Union in the Second World War? By the start of the conflict in 1941, the Soviet Army was replacing the heavy Nagant revolver with the reliable, robust Tokarev semi-automatic pistol. What was the main pistol introduced into service in the Soviet Union in the Second World War?
D.
The Tokarev semi-automatic pistol.
Question 2.
What submachine gun was favoured by the Soviet Army? With its 71 round drum magazine, the PPSH-41 was useful in close combat. What submachine gun was favoured by the Soviet Army?
A.
The PPSH-41.
Question 3.
What was a convenient feature of the PPSH-41 71 round drum magazine? Because you could wind up the spring just before combat, the drum magazine of the PPSH-41 was easy to load and store prior to use. What was a convenient feature of the PPSH-41 71 round drum magazine?
D.
You could wind up the spring just before combat.
Question 4.
Why did submachine guns like the PPSH-41 become more common as the war progressed? As the war progressed, the Soviet armaments industry perfected mass production of simple weapon designs. Why did submachine guns like the PPSH-41 become more common as the war progressed?
C.
Soviet mass production became fully established.
Question 5.
Why didn't the Tokarev pistol have a safety catch? Under wartime conditions, including a safety catch would have made the Tokarev more difficult to produce in the required quantity. Why didn't the Tokarev pistol have a safety catch?
D.
The added complexity of a safety catch would have slowed production of the pistols.